This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
So we've known for a long time that China is fudging the official numbers regarding coronavirus infections and deaths. Remember that day they accidentally leaked their real numbers before reverting back to the fake numbers? That was, what, like over a week ago, maybe 10 days ago or something. And on that day, they admitted 154,000 infections, roughly, and I think 24,600 deaths. And then, of course, the numbers quickly reverted back to the lower official public numbers, which are BS. But now we have new news that China is publicly admitting that they are no longer counting people as infected if they test positive but show no symptoms. So get this, the asymptomatic carriers, i.e. people who show no symptoms but have the virus, are now no longer qualified as infected according to Communist China. This goes against, of course, every principle of epidemiology, scientific integrity, infectious disease, tracking, monitoring, all that stuff. You can't control the pandemic if the non-symptom showing carriers, who are the ones who spread the disease the most, precisely because they show no symptoms, if you're not even counting those as infected. And that's what China is doing now. So we are no longer showing China's official numbers because they're all BS. In reality, I mean, if I had to take a realistic guess at this point, it's easily a quarter of a million Chinese infected at this point. But we're never going to see those official numbers out of China. And since the WHO is covering for China, then of course the WHO is also in on the rigged scam. And there are so many curious things about this that point to the numbers being rigged. For example, the fact that the number of new infected patients is just under 3,000 every day, as many other experts have pointed out, seems to be a reflection of the testing bandwidth, i.e. the number of test kits available or the number of frontline personnel who can run the test, rather than any realistic representation of how many people are actually infected. Furthermore, just looking at the numbers released by China, it is astonishing how precisely every day the number of deaths is exactly 2.1%, plus or minus 0.1% of the number of infections. So the numbers are being calculated. It's called goal seeking. So they're putting out the number of deaths just to make sure it's 2.1%. Why is that? Because they don't want to admit the actual death rate is 15 to 17%, as we have conclusively shown over and over again. That's the real death rate. And furthermore, not just these numbers, but furthermore, the level of draconian quarantines, where now we have Beijing, the capital of China, under lockdown, and Shanghai under lockdown as well. Just unreal. Major cities, major production hubs, essentially under quarantine now, even though China doesn't call it a quarantine, of course, because they lie about everything. But those cities are under quarantine. Why would you shut down your country's economic hubs for only a 2% fatality virus? You wouldn't. If that were the true number, China would just say, well, keep the factories running. We're going to lose 2% of the workers, but 98% will survive. Keep running. That's what they would realistically do if they did the math. And yet, the fact that they're shutting down these production centers all around the country, and these are military hubs too, economic centers for the country are being shut down. That tells you the death rate is much higher than 2%. Again, as we know, it's 15%. So that if they lost 15% of their workforce, you could imagine that they might lose 15% of their economic productivity, just as a rough estimate. Well, they can't do that. So that's why they're willing to temporarily quarantine and shut down these major cities in order to not lose 15% of the population. But again, if it were just 2%, they would have already said, we're not going to quarantine. So look at all these various angles here. You can tell the Chinese government is lying and the WHO is lying. The US media is lying and the tech giants are lying. I mean, Why would they have to censor videos that tell the truth about coronavirus? What's even their reasoning behind that? I suppose their reasoning is, well, don't want to cause panic. Well, really, is people getting prepared, is that panic? And aren't there cases where people should rightly take action? What they're really saying is they don't want people to be informed about anything that could shatter confidence in the stock market, because the stock market is a bubble, and bubbles depend on irrational exuberance, to quote Greenspan. So that's faith, and faith is shattered by fear. So you can't let, if you're the establishment, you can't let people learn the truth about anything, that their stocks are overvalued, that a pandemic is shutting down the global supply chain, causing total chaos in the supply chain, that the infection numbers are probably an order of magnitude higher than what China is reporting. They're reporting 40,000 or so. It's probably 400,000, actually, or close to it. So none of these facts can be shared on social media or YouTube or Google, because the tech giants are now protecting the narrative of China. Think about that. The tech giants are in with the communists. They have to protect China while China is running quarantine death camps that are such a horrendous violation of human rights. They're not even hospitals. Of course, they're called hospitals, but it's just a giant slab of concrete with a roof over it and a bunch of cots lined up. The people aren't even isolated. So if you're not infected, when they shove you in there, you will definitely be infected. And there's no medical treatment in those, quote, hospitals. No medicine, nothing. So it's really a death camp. And if you happen to survive, maybe one day you'll walk out of there. That's China's answer to this. And then they just cover up all the numbers. And the media is obedient in complying with China's fudging of the numbers. That's the state of the world today. Total delusion about the stock market, about the pandemic, about even history, about what really happened on 9/11 and everything else. Total delusion about vaccines and pharmaceuticals and everything else. That's the world in which we live today. And that world is beginning to collapse. And the narrative controllers, the shapeshifters, the theatrical false flag hoaxers, these people are realizing they're going to lose control over the narrative. That means they'll lose control over the people and lose control over the future. And that's why they're freaking out and trying to censor and shut down everybody who's reporting the truth about this right now. So stay informed. Keep watching my videos and podcasts on Brighteon.com. Read my articles at naturalnews.com. Stay informed, and you just might survive and make it through this. Thanks for listening and sharing. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.